This is HPR episode 2715 entitled, About On Up, and is part of the series, Networking. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, the Linux Foundation's On Up project all about it.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I had the opportunity to attend the ONS Europe Open Source Networking Summit in Amsterdam via Ken Fallon talking to the Linux Foundation. And so I got to have press credentials, and I got to go into this event, and it's normally a 1,200 euro event that Ken arranged for me to go for free. And so as a result, I got some ideas, and I talked to a lot of people, most of whom did not want to be recorded. But I allowed me to write in my notebook what they had to say, and I got a lot of business cards, and some of them may want to come and do a podcast. For instance, Jerome did the Open Mainframe podcast. I met him at the in the UK in Sheffield at the OCamp, and told him to do it. So maybe some of those guys will come. So the first thing I did was I went to the keynote, and they were really, really interesting, and all of the press guys were there, and I found out that most of the press guys were a lot like me and Ken. So there wasn't any like anyone, there was like one person who was a correspondent for the Linux Journal there. But the rest of those guys were freelancers that took pictures and wrote freelance articles, and sometimes wrote a book for O'Reilly. I sat in the press room a lot and talked to them. And overall, it was a very nice event. And so the first thing that I wanted to talk to you all about that I saw is a thing called ONAP. And I want you to know that this thing was mostly for people that do telco and stuff on the edge, and it was very businessy. And the first thing that I wanted to talk about is, what is ONAP and what does it mean for you? And so the first thing is what is ONAP? And it stands for the Open Network Automation Platform, ONAP. It's an initiative by a combination of the EOCMP ECOMP, it stands for Enhanced Control Orchestration and Management Policy, and OpenO, which is Open Orchestration Projects, into the ONAP to bring the capabilities for designing, creating, orchestrating, and handling the full lifecycle management of virtual network functions and software-defined networks and services that all of these things entail. So in essence, ONAP is the platform above the infrastructure layer that automates the network. So ONAP allows the end users to connect products and services through the infrastructure and allows deployments of VNFs and scaling the network in a fully automated manner. The higher level architecture of ONAP AP contains different software subsystems that are part of the design time environment as well as the execution time environment to execute the design platforms. The project is under the governance of the Linux Foundation and founded by AT&T and China Mobile. And both AT&T and China Mobile did several presentations at this event. This is brought together by many other key players in the industry, like Vodafone, who did a presentation, Orange, who also did a presentation, Bell Canada, who was not there, Ericsson, who was there, Reliance, JIO wasn't there, Nokia was there, had a booth there. And these key players are now defining the next generation of network orchestration. And so now we'll cover what is the fuss about ONAP. So again, what's all the fuss about ONAP? As ONAP enables VNFs and other network functions and services to be interoperable in an automated, policy-driven, real-time environment, this provides everyone, as ONP is fully open-sourced, the code is free for everyone to consume, and it allows the ability to fully create, design, and deploy automated network services. And the ramifications of this are huge, as Chris Rice, Senior VP at Domain 2.0 Architecture puts it, we're certainly going to get help from the rest of the ecosystem and vendors, but this is something that's really going to have an effect on the way we build networks going forward. And this is a fundamental shift in the way we build networks, and we're building them in a software-defined way only, which really sucks if you're a hardware vendor. It's ONAP is planned to bring DevOps best practices to agile development methods in the telecom world. So I listened to it there at the conference, and I thought it was a lot like Red Hat OpenShift is what they were talking about. And this will make use of today's cloud technologies and network virtualization capabilities, and will lower the bar for entry for more and more players. Okay, and it's really important that more and more players come, because they said that with this, especially in like San Francisco, the guy said that it was the people are going to expect 20 milliseconds time from the edge. So they're going to have the processing power there at the edge, and it's going to push back on this ONAP to make it there. And this really, because it's open source, it reduces the operational cost significantly. You have much more control in the network and services that are available, and it's a win-win situation for both the service providers and the end customers, as the network will be able to work in a much more efficient manner that's consistently connected to the world we live in. Customers will benefit from new services and improved experience. And I mean, they had guys on computers that were from China Mobile that were building services right there. So when they thought of something, they were building something new for their port. And so a little history. The ONAP project was officially launched in February of 2017. And since over 1,000 people have already joined the ONAP project, expanding the scope of to over 30 projects, including working Merchant Open O, which was a thing, ECOMP, within the Unified project. And on the 5th of April 2017, the Open Network Automation Platform code and documentation were officially released to the global community with the intent of increasing further collaboration around ONAP. And so, That's mostly how it started, and of course the Linux Foundation has a real page on there, and so has a thing there, and so it says their definition of Linux thing is a ONAP provides a comprehensive platform for real-time policy-driven orchestration and automation of the physical and virtual network functions that will enable software network IT and cloud providers and developers to rapidly automate new services and support complete lifecycle management. By unifying member resources, ONAP is accelerating the development of a vibrant ecosystem around a globally shared architecture an implementation for network automation with open standards focus faster than any one product could do on its own. And there's a white paper, and I'll have the link for that in the show notes. They're really serious about it. And of course, there's a wiki page. And so how did it really come about? So the ONAP was announced again as a merger of the Open EcoMP and Open Orchestrator OpenO projects. The goal of the project is to develop a widely used platform for orchestrating and automating physical and virtual network elements with a full lifecycle management. They talk about Bell thing, and it's the overview So that's what it is. And so I'm telling you that all of the companies, all the telecoms there at this conference where Ken sent me, they were really interested in this. This is what they talked about. So this will be a series, and the next part of the series will be what is Edge U and F. So that'll be the next thing that I talk about. All right. Enjoy your day. And if you have any questions, please get back to me at jwp5@hotmail.com. Have a great, great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.